Good to see you here tonight in the house of the Lord. I have a message, a word, a Bible study tonight. And the Sunday morning, I started out negative. Anybody notice that? Y'all just, I'm not going to admit it, are you? I started out negative. You know why? If you got a battery, you got a negative and a positive. We wound up on a positive. Sometimes it takes a negative to get our attention. There's a lot of things you have in your life that goes along that starts out sort of negative, get your attention. We go through a little bit of trials. It's a negative to our life. Amen. But then you got to hook up the other, you know, to the positive. Amen. And then all of a sudden you've got something charging through your life. Amen. Brings life. Power and vote comes through that. If you don't already know it, you need to boast the negative and you need the positive in your life. Amen. That's where the charge comes from. That's where the flow of the voltage flows through in your car. If you unhook one, the battery is not going to be good for anything. Your vehicle will not start. So if you have someone to say, can you give me a jump? Sometimes in our life, we just need a jump. You may be here tonight or Wednesday night, you just need a jump. Amen. Battery's a little roll. Won't get you cranking. Won't get you turning. And so you just need a jump. Wednesday night, Sunday mornings, is a good time to come to the house of God and let the Spirit of God give you a jump start. Amen. For the rest of the week. So you need the negative and you also need the positive as well. Amen. Or you're not going to have any current flowing at all into your life. Romans chapter 8, verse number 35. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 35. One scripture that I want to draw your attention to. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? And so the writer of this letter to the church in Rome is reminding them that you're going to have life every day. Every day of your life, you're going to have life. And that life can bring you some tribulation. Certainly can bring you some distress. It can bring you persecution. There's times we have a famine for the word, as well as for natural food, natural things. Persecution, there's a lot of that going on in the world today against Christians, Christianity. Famine, nakedness, peril, or the sword. Now, as I said before, there's a lot of things that happens to our life that may be negative. Sometimes preaching may be negative. But if you allow the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, to work in your life and your spirit, you'll find out that you begin to connect to God and you have the negative and the positive working together for your life, for the strength of your life, for the moving of the Spirit of God. And I think tonight, I want to use this as a title. It's a long title, but I think it's good. It's a good title, good thought. Here is the title. Use your faith and embrace the good future God has for your life. Let me say that again. Use your faith and embrace the good future God has for your life. You remember Sunday morning? Maybe this is an extension of that teaching. Because Romans chapter 8 is a wake-up call for us as a church, not only this local assembly, for the body of Christ as a whole. There is the flesh and then there is the spirit. And Paul was trying to remind that church in Rome is that if you stay in the flesh, eventually you will die. Die spiritually. The day that Adam or Eve first ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, God already told them, when you eat of that fruit, you're going to die. It wasn't going to be a physical death. It was going to be a relational death. Relational death. That came to pass when they disobeyed and ate of that fruit of knowledge of good and evil. Eve gave it to Adam. Adam ate of that. Their eyes were open to understand good and evil. In the day that you and I are living in, we're surrounded with the negative part of that flesh. A lot of evil going on. A lot of evil going on. So we use the thing that God has given to us, and that is use your faith and embrace good future God has for your life. Now, this word embrace means you grab a hold of it. Don't turn loose of it. Amen? You grab a hold of faith. Every day of your life, you get up. It's a brand new day. I like what was said last week. Every day that you get up and you begin to pray, first thing you need to pray and thank God for is His mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy this day, for what you're going to unfold in my life. Amen? Someone will come back and repeat this again. Use your faith and embrace the good future God has for your life. God is never going to leave you in a place where that you will not have a good future. God wants this local assembly to have a good future. And if you want to have this assembly to have a good future, that means you individually is going to have good future as well. Amen? Never be afraid to let yourself dream. Never let yourself be afraid to dream. God gives you that mind for a reason. Not to think up and think about disastrous futures. Not to imagine and use your faith for bad things. We talk ourselves into a lot of bad things. God wants you, wants me, begin to think about good things as a future. To focus on what is good for you. What's good for me. Amen? For your family. What do you want good for your family? Think upon these things. Dwell upon them. Embrace the good future God has for your life. How many wants a negative future? Let's see your hands. How many wants trouble without end? Let's see your hands. How many wants sadness every day of your life when you wake up? You cannot wait to get sad the next day. I mean, show up your hands. Of course you don't. So when you wake up, God gives us one day at a time. You may have a vacation plan, something planned for tomorrow maybe, but tomorrow hasn't arrived as yet. So you have to embrace today. Amen? Use your faith and embrace the good future God has for your life. Amen. And so I believe in progress going forward. God believes in that too. God's never a reversing God. God is a progressive God. He goes forward. He moves forward. Amen. Out of progress will come possessions. That's God's way. That's His way. Amen. If you stand still, you can see the salvation of the Lord. But then you have to move once in a while. I like that old song we used to sing in church a long time ago. When God gets ready, you got to move. You remember that song? Anybody ever sung that song? When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. You got to move. You got to move. You got to move. If you don't, you're going to lose. You're going to lose out. That's why when the Spirit begins to move in the church and the congregation, you got to move with the Spirit or you're going to lose out. You got to move with the Spirit of the Lord. You can't say to be grumpy all the time. Let the pastor be grumpy. Don't you be grumpy. Amen? You got to move with the Holy Ghost. Move with the Spirit of God when it begins to move. Amen? And so you may say that may work for you, but it doesn't work for me. I'm going to tell you that the same Holy Ghost that was poured out on them at Pentecost is the same Holy Ghost He pours out today. It doesn't change. It's still the same. Power of God. Amen. The scripture says it was only when Abraham patiently endured that he received the promise. Patiently endured that he received the promise. It doesn't matter if it takes one day or 10 years. Stand. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, letting patience have its perfect work. Amen? Well, I want God to move now. Stand. God hasn't moved on my prayer request yet. Stand. God hasn't solved my problem yet. Stand. Stand why? Because it takes time to work things out. It takes time to get in the right position to receive it. One day, 10 years, it doesn't make a difference. You just stand. Notice the word. It went beyond saying we would need nothing into the realm of desire. We need desire. Amen? I desire you'd get up and start shouting, worshiping, praising God. Now make my preaching a whole lot easier. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Now you may be dead, you may have the negative, but I'm trying to get you onto the positive post. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. You need to embrace the good future God has for your life. Yes. You say, I'm in a rut. I'm in a rut. Well, get out of the rut. How do I get out of a rut? I encourage myself in the Lord. How do I encourage myself? He loves me. He doesn't hate me. He'll make the way for me where there seems to be no way. If I keep on knocking, he's going to open up the door. Amen. He said, ask and you shall receive. Come on, you got a good future. Come on, you got a good future. You see, what happens here, God loves you and wants you to be the best. The faith system is in place to get you to where God wants you to be. Day by day, overcoming hurdles, enjoying life in the process. You know what? I think Pentecostals need to enjoy life every day. Amen. Amen? Need to embrace every day. This is the day the Lord hath made, and I will grump all the way through it. Scripture doesn't say that, does it? Then why don't we rejoice? We're grumping. This is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. The challenge in itself should not overwhelm us. I don't believe it should overwhelm us. You know what you are doing it in your own strength. We know that. Using your own mind for what to do and to help yourself and things. But there's times we need to embrace the Spirit of God. In fact, we need to embrace the Spirit of God most often. Here's one of the problems, church. Let me just share it with you. Your spirit can embrace the intellect. The small s I'm talking about, your spirit. Your spirit can embrace your intellect. But your intellect may rarely embrace the Spirit of God, capital S. Why? That's what Paul was talking about in Romans chapter 8. Because a carnal mind is enmity, is warfare with God. You keep arguing with God. You keep saying it can't happen when God says, I'll make it happen for you. All you got to have is faith. Believing. Yeah. Faith. Yeah. So the intellect that you have may recognize intellect, but sometimes the problem becomes that our intellect may not embrace the Spirit of God. You see, accept this and learn the strongest part of you. The place where you were born again. Where were you born again? What town? What city? What church? Where did it happen? Maybe at home. Maybe driving down the street. I don't know where you got the Holy Ghost, where you got baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. But we need to reflect on that. God reached out by His Spirit and brought you to a place that you said, I want what God wants for my life. I want to receive all that God has for my life. Amen? I'm pastoring a church and I want to see 500. I want to see 1,000 people saved in this city. 2,000, 3,000, 5,000. I'm not going to quit coming to church until only 100 shows up or 150. Amen? I may go to a restaurant and I order some food and does it taste good? Does it mean I'm going to stop coming and going to restaurants? Are you out of your mind? The Holy Ghost will connect with your spirit throughout your day, throughout your awakening day. Meeting you in times of need and helping you to let what is hindering your mind fall away under the strength of your of the Spirit of God. You see, we're saved by grace and not of ourselves. You're going through a hard time, God has saved you out of that, not you saving yourself out of it. God, you have to accept His saving grace. God, you know me. In other words, let your spirit rise up and conquer as you move throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your month, throughout your whole life, knowing that you are going somewhere, that you're going to be someone. You're going to be a child of God today. You're going to let God move through you today. Hard times, God's going to move it out of the way. How does He do that? He unclogs your life by the flowing of the Spirit of God. Brother Brett was showing some pictures there in my office about the volcano and the flowing lava flowing and the red bright fire shooting up from that. Nothing's going to stop that lava. It's flowing. Where's it flowing? It's got a destination. It's flowing towards the ocean. Amen? Your destination is one day sweeping through the pearly gates. One day seeing Jesus face to face. Flowing through the power of the Holy Ghost every day of your life. Every moment of your life. Lift up your eyes for your redemption draweth nigh. Come on. Your strength cometh from the mountain. You got to lift up your eyes to see a mountaintop. You don't look down the valley and say, where's the mountain going? No, you lift up your eyes for the mountain. Your future is too important to squander in worry or thoughts of what did or didn't work. What did or didn't work in the past. You see, faith sees future. This is why Hebrews 11 is so important. Faith is the substance of things and evidence. Everybody say evidence. Of things unseen. If we ever grasp that, you've heard it preached, if you're in the church very long, you've heard Hebrews 11 and 1 preach, I'm telling you, you're almost tired of hearing it. I agree with President Trump. We need to have a life that we're just tired of winning all the time. How many are tired of being defeated every day? How about tired of being defeated once a week? How about tired of being defeated once a month? He's my sword. He's my sword. He's my shield. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Amen? Your past, it's been said many times, I'm going to say it again tonight. Your past must not dictate your future. What you are embracing in the Word of God and doing right now, this day, matters to God. Amen. Embrace the Word. The Word was made flesh and it dwelt among us. Yes. Embrace the Word. Amen? Yes. Don't let your past dictate your future. Don't let today's problems dictate what tomorrow is going to be. Because when you wake up in the morning, it's a brand new day of mercies. Brand new every day. God's mercy is brand new every day when you wake up. I've got an opportunity to be happy. Come Thursday. Some of you are looking awful sad right now. Some are looking grumpy. Some looking disturbed. Some look like you're just out there somewhere. I don't know where you're at, but you're out there somewhere. You see, you create your own environment. You create your own misery. Come on. The more you think about something that's going to be negative, the more you walk into a negative way of living and a negative way of thinking. Come on. There's some people I've never seen smile in their whole entire life that I've known. Smile. Even though the skies are gray. Smile. And make it a happy day. I may copyright that. I don't know. It could be a song. Church, come on. Church is something that it's built on faith. I've said it Sunday. I'm going to say it again tonight. When you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, these people had not been baptized in the name of Jesus, had not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but God recognized faith where He found it, and He said, "Thy faith has made thee whole." This man is healed because he had faith in the name. Now, where does that put us apostolics? Where does that put us born-again believers? Come on. Faith makes you whole. I'm saved by faith. Someone said, "Well, I thought Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ." But it started with faith. If you didn't believe God could help you, you never had come to an altar. Or you had never prayed, "God, help me." If you're in a tough situation, you're in deep in sin and problems going on, the world is full of sinners is crying out, "God, if you're real, help me." They don't realize it, but they're speaking some faith. Because God is the only one that can help anyone. Song we sing when I first came in the church, faith, faith, faith. It doesn't take a whole lot. Just use what you've got. Some people want to get right before they get saved. Once you get saved, then get right. Hello? You'll never be good enough to get saved. Your rags is like filthy rags. Amen? You got to say, "God, help me." You got to move. You got to be progressive. You've got to say, "God, I'm in need of your help. I'm in need of your strength. I'm in need of you solving problems in my family. I need you to do this. God, I need your help. Oh, no, I can't do it by myself." But you got faith in God. You got faith in the Word. You embrace it. Faith is a now thing, and practice and progression are the keys to it. We call ourselves Christians, but we need to practice faith. Faith is a now thing. It's now. If I but touch the hem of his garment, I can be healed. It's a now faith. Come on. It's not a going to church thing. It's a now faith. It's not a going to church on a Wednesday or a Sunday that makes a difference. It is a now faith on a Monday and a Tuesday and a Thursday and a Friday and a Saturday. Amen? Don't ever throw away the message of faith. The church is built upon it. The faith message is the Word of God, even if there are people who don't like it. Abraham lived by faith. Abraham was the father of faith. We're the children of Abraham because it followed what Father Abraham was doing. He had faith in God. The faith message in the Word of God is true. Amen? So did Jesus' disciples have faith? And so do millions around the world today have faith. You had to have faith before you got saved, before you accepted the Word of God. Amen? You're never alone. Matthew 18, verse 19, 20. Matthew 18, verses 19 through 20. Jesus said, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, and they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Do you know Jesus is here tonight? Do you know the Spirit of God is here tonight? Do you know anything is possible to them that believe here tonight? You know the power of God is here tonight? Healing is here tonight. Deliverance is here tonight. Joy is here tonight. Blessings are here tonight. Victory is here tonight. Hallelujah. When two agree as touching anything, there is a unity of godly purpose, love, and then God is in your midst. He's in your midst. Consider the truth that you don't even need another human being to believe with you for God's best. Why, Pastor? Because Christ has risen and sent His Spirit to dwell on earth and inside of you through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is your second person. Spirit of God is agreeing with you. Come on, get a hold of that. Come on, grab a hold of that. He's there agreeing with you. Ask Him. Agree with me. God, I need this prayer answer. I need this way to be made. And you said there's two agreeing together, two or three. You'd be there. You'd do it. Your Father in heaven would do it for me. When the Holy Ghost and you begin to agree together, that's enough for a miracle. Miracle of guidance. Miracle of blessings, miracle of healings. I pray tonight that you have even more people to join you and the Spirit of God and say, "I'll pray. Brother, I'll pray with you. Sister, I'll pray with you. Church, I'll pray with you. I'll agree in faith with you. I'll stand, having done all to stand with you." You know, our church needs to come in unity like that. We need to be standing together with one another. Whatever you're going through, we need to be standing together with one another. We've got the Spirit of God, and you're agreeing with the Spirit of God. There's two of you agreeing together, but let me tell you this. I'm going to stand with you. I'm going to stand in prayer with you. I'm going to stand in faith with you. Amen? Never forget that the world is full of people who want to tear down God's goodness towards His children, who look for ways to doubt and tear down truth and replace it with controlling lies. They'll tell you the Holy Ghost is not for you today. They're a liar. Holy Ghost is always for you today. God doesn't love you. You've been so bad. That's a lie. Devil's trying to control your life. God loves you. Never forget that God loves you. Jesus told us that He only spoke what God told Him to speak. And so it begins the faith message. That Christ was taught by His Father, the Spirit. This is why I've said it many times from this pulpit. Jesus said, and let me tell you what, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're filled with the Spirit of God, you can pray and God can answer prayer. You can pray and God can answer prayer. Jesus said, it's not me that's doing it, but my Father that is in me. Who has got the Father in you tonight? Whew, Ruth got it. Do you have the Father in you? Do you have the Holy Ghost in you? Jesus said, my Father and I are one. It's a oneness message. One. One and one makes two. You and God makes a majority. You know, you can lay hands on someone, they can be healed. If you have faith. Prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Didn't say whose hand had to be on it. Just said prayer of faith. Called the elders of the church. You don't want me to pray for you if I got doubt in my heart that you can be healed. I'll take the next guy. He may have more faith than you. Faith does amazing things. Faith does amazing things. Faith can take a drug addict and make them a person that is incredible, man or woman. Look at your own life. Where did God bring you from? Somewhere along the way, you had to have faith in God. What doth hindereth you? Doubt. Doubt and faith are enemies. They cannot coexist with one another. You cannot have doubt in your heart and expect God to do a miracle. You cannot have doubt in your heart and expect God to make a way where there seems to be no way. When someone tells me that faith stuff doesn't work, I think, well, either Jesus is lying or you're lying. I think you're lying. Because Jesus always told the truth. It's impossible for God to lie. In other words, when people come along and try to discourage you, let it roll off your back. Don't let a word of it redirect your thoughts to what is not good. God is love. And you've been called to love even the unlovable doubters of this world. Jesus loved you. I said he loved you. If he loved you, he can love anybody. Come on. He can. God is love, and you've been called to love everybody else. Trust God day by day. Lean on the Holy Ghost and know that living at the top of life is nothing that faith cannot produce. Faith can produce it. Nothing works in the spirit realm without those two things, love and faith. Love and faith. There's reason for everything. Well, there are many who will say that faith doesn't work. You must always remember that it took faith to save your soul. Amen. It takes faith to save anybody's soul. Go and see in your Bible how many times Jesus equated miracles to the person who had faith. You see, faith is the currency that God uses. It's currency. You spend it. As I said Sunday, the Bible tells us all of these things is written in the Word of God is for our example. Other words, it shows us how it could be done. Why don't you go do it? Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice to come to church and we hear, I don't know, 15, 20, 40, 50 people? Let me tell you something about this gospel, this death, burial, and resurrection. This is what God did for me. Someone stands up, I'm going to tell you what God did for me. Come on. Why do we have to turn in the Old Testament and read what God did for somebody 10,000 years ago? We didn't bring it up to the 21st century. We didn't bring it to the now day. Faith is now. Come on. Miracles not yesterday in the book of Acts. Miracles are today. When's the last time you had a miracle? This morning? How many else had a miracle today? Stop being bashful over there. Did you have a miracle? Anybody have any more miracles over here? That's a miracle today? Seen you in the hospital today, didn't I? When are we going to realize when God said all things are possible to them that believe? Believing is faith. Church, let me say this. I've said it many, many times before. Let me say it one more time. Whoever's keeping record, if somebody found out that the Spirit of God was moving in this building, and it's been raining for 40 days and 40 nights, and the streets are flooded with water, and there was mud everywhere, people would wade the water and walk through the mud to get where the presence of God is moving. Who has the key to the presence of God? Anybody else got a key to the presence of God? What's the presence of God? When you begin to worship Him? Come on. Get in your bedroom, start loving and worshiping Him, praising God, see if He don't show up. Get in the living room, start worshiping and praising Him. Get in your automobile, start loving and worshiping God. Turn some good old gospel music on, start praising and worshiping God. Hallelujah. I came in here today and I come up here and I was just going to, just kind of praise the Lord. I couldn't help it. I started praising Him and started speaking in tongues. I didn't need a choir, I didn't need the music, I didn't need I just needed praise. Come on, church. Where's our praise at? Where's our praise at? Where's our worship at? Where's the presence of God? When God shows up, things begin to happen. Miracles begin to happen. 21st century. I don't live in the first century. I don't live it in 900 BC. I live it in the 21st century. I live it in 2018. And if we quote the fact that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, why are we not living in faith? Now I'm going to open up the Bible and I'm going to read a scripture out of this Bible. This is Sunday morning, and I'm going to read a scripture out of this Bible this morning, and I'm going to reach way back over here, and it's going to be an encouraging thing, but understand it's an example for us. Or it's written on our hearts. And men and women read our hearts because it is written on our hearts. Stand up for a minute, Brother Damon. Get more. You got anything written on your heart? Of course. 21st century? Huh? Lane? You got a life in you? Huh? Power of God. It's amazing. What if Damon got up and scared y'all half to death by saying, this is what God did today? Oh, sit down, son. We don't want to disturb the service. Sit down. We don't want to get up all excited. Just sit down. That's what church are doing today across this city. Don't get excited about God. Shh. You might wake him up. Come on. For centuries, that's not how we've done it before. Can I get this into your mind and your spirit? This is a first century church living in a 21st century day. What we read about in the book of Acts is available today. The difference is we've got to bring faith back. Faith back. Faith back. Faith. 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 It don't take a whole lot. Just use what you've got. Anybody have prayer answered? Anybody have God answer prayer? Do you want to do it just one time? Do you want to do it two times? You want to do it 10 times in your life? Answer prayer. You want to do it 100 times in your life? Answer prayer. Huh? The problem sometimes is this. I want to tell you that it makes no difference how many times you may have thought it didn't work. I mean, how many times have I played softball in my lifetime, especially here in Warsaw? I told my wife 2 weeks ago, I went to the softball game on Tuesday night. I said, it's not as much fun sitting on the bench as it is out there on that field. I'm trying to lay some groundwork here for the future. It's not as fun sitting on the bench watching those guys hitting that ball and carrying on and having comradeship. Hey, that's a good shot. Oh boy, he laid it out there. Oh, it went to the fence. I'm sitting there. Yeah. It's nothing like being out there on the team. You got the greatest team in the world sitting right here tonight. On a Sunday morning, you got the greatest team that there is. Way to go! Woo! You brought 2 more and got baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus. Hey, the one I brought last week came back this week. He got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Wow! Come on. Lay a hold of the future. I like to play softball with my friends. I like to play softball with my friends even though we lose. So what do if I lose? I release the disappointment. I must say this prophetically tonight. Some of you need to release your disappointments. It may come in your personal life. It may come through your family life. But I'm speaking a prophetic word to you tonight. You need to release your disappointments in your life. Remind yourself of the rules and start a new game with success on your mind. Because if we say every day is a new day and God's mercy is new every day, it is new every day. It is new every day. It is new every day. Every single day is another opportunity to win, to have patience and progress until I possess the winning of the game. I look at losing game like maybe somebody hindered my success when I'm out there on the field. Maybe the pitcher from the opposing team, he's a big old burly guy, he'd throwing them balls in there and he just intimidated me something terrible. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe I got distracted and didn't play as well as I could have. Maybe I didn't stay vigilant and keep my mind in the game. You've got to keep your mind in the game of life. If you don't, there are going to be distractions, and the devil will try to intimidate your life. God wants a New Testament church in the 21st century. He wants the God of gods to be the God of gods. Amen. He is the only God. There's none before him, none after him. Amen. Only thing can hinder God is you and me. And the allegory of softball may not work for you. I'm going to tell you that I may lose a game this Tuesday of this week. But guess what? Next Tuesday comes, I'm going to be right back out there again. Come on. Come on, devil, you can't keep him down. You can't keep him down. You can't keep him down. Come on, devil. You can't fight and win, because greater is he that is within me. It's greater than he that's in the world. Greater than your problem. Greater than your thoughts. Greater than anything trying to hold you back. Words matter. Jesus wouldn't have told you to stay or say to the mountain if speaking wasn't part of the process of faith. He wouldn't have brought the subject up. Faith speaks and expects things to happen. Amen. Let me go back to a restaurant. I can go down and sit down in a restaurant. Makes a difference how many times that waiter comes by my table. If I haven't picked up the menu and read it and decided what I wanted, guess what? I'm not going to get anything to eat. She's not going to bring me anything unless I order it. Well, I don't know why God's not doing something for me. I don't know why God's not answering my prayer. I don't know why God's not solving my situation. Have you opened up God's menu? He said, ask and you shall
receive.
Everybody say it again, receive.
Receive.
You either decide you're going to get something from God, open up his menu, open up the Word of God, and you can select and ask him, this is what I need, Lord. I need strength for today. I need vision for today. I need you to help me to understand your word better today than I did yesterday. God, give me understanding of your word and of your spirit. Give me insight into the will of God that you have for my life. Come on, get the menu open. Come on, there's more to life than getting up and going to work and coming home and eating supper and falling in bed. There's more to life than that. God has a whole menu for you. Has a whole array of things. But we don't get, the Bible tells us plainly. What does it tell us plainly? You don't receive because you don't. This side over here is paying attention. Or they know the scripture. Y'all heard me work on this a little bit over here. The Bible tells us you don't have because you don't. Now that was weak. Go. You don't have because you don't what?
Ask
and you shall
receive.
What is more simple than that? Huh? Don't tell me you go to a dead church. If it's a dead church, you're dead wood. If you're a lively tree, if you've got sap running through your branches, you're producing fruits. Come on. Hallelujah. I come to church tonight expecting somebody to get delivered. I didn't come expect a regular old Wednesday night service. Because my God's not just an ordinary old God. He's a God that shows up. He's a God that moves. He's a God that does the impossible. Amen? Faith doesn't work if you don't look at the menu. How can you know what's available? Because faith doesn't work if your mouth is asking for one thing, but your heart wants another. Your heart and mind need to be on the same page of the menu. Have you ever gone to restaurants I can't make my mind up? A double-minded person is unstable in all of its ways. I can't make mine up. Well, I want God to do first. Heal my body, deliver my family, take me off drugs. What are you just going? I can't make my mind up which I want him to do first. Well, just start with one thing. Come on. Start with one thing. Then you go to church to testify. Somebody said, why don't we have testimony service anymore? Well, the reason why is because you get them to testify the same old thing. Devil been chasing me all day long. Can't hard take it. God did this. Oh, that's a good testimony service. Can I tell you what it did for me today? Can I tell you how there was no way possible, but God made a way? This was a God thing. Huh? How many's got a burning testimony tonight? Well, three of you can set the church on fire. They got my glasses off, so I can't see you real good anyways. Faith. Church. Every one of these pews can be filled up. You get the Holy Ghost rolling on a Wednesday night. You came in faith, power of God. You've been dragging all day long, haven't had no supper yet, but I come to see God move on a Wednesday night. I come to see the power of God rolling in this place. I come to see God do mighty things. I'll tell you this, the word will get out, and you're going to have seats enough to set people in. Because they think going to come to the same old Bible study, same old thing, same old Wednesday night. Well, I got better things to do. Well, I'm going to tell you. You get the movement of the Spirit of God on Wednesday night, and people start flocking in here. God's got you in the right position, right place. He's got you in the right seat, right temperament, right mind to think that God, I come to see the most amazing thing on a Wednesday night. I come to get fed of the Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so I want to hear the Word of God. I want to have faith building up in my soul. I want to feel joy. I want to feel the uplifting Spirit of God. I've been in the world in the muck all day long. I've been in disappointment and discouragement all around me all day long, but I want to feel the power of God tonight. Let's lift our hands and love Him one more time. Come on, let's love Him. Come on, church. Yes. God will not agree with confusion. He won't do it. You'll strive a while. He waits for you to decide. Not everybody is this way. Some people spin and don't really know what they want. In other words, what I'm telling you tonight is they don't know what is in their heart, so they feel unsettled. If you find yourself not knowing what is in your own heart, here's what you do. Turn to the Word of God. You turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12. It gives great insight into the heart of man. Listen to what it says. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. In other words, the word of God can divide your soul. That means your mind, your will, and your emotions. It can divide it from your spirit. That's the part of you that is perfect in tune with God. And the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So who needs this the most? I do. You do. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, helps you rightly divide the Word of truth on a personal level. Exposing thoughts of the mind that need to go and showing you the innermost thoughts and intentions of your heart. If you don't get the heart right, your mind won't be right. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Do you know that you got life and death in your tongue, in your lips? Remember tonight in closing that the devil is the author of all confusion. And confusion is not for a child of God. Double-mindedness brings instability in every way. Clarity comes when the heart and mind are on the same page. And if you've been ignoring your heart, you might be surprised at just what is revealed when you meditate upon the Word of God. He will create a clean heart, renew a right spirit in you, like Psalms 51 and 10 says. So I'm saying also tonight is let God do a work in us, church. Come on. I know I've said this a lot, but I want you to understand something. You don't need a sound. As great as our music is, I wish the whole city could hear our praise team sing. Incredible, 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 incredible. We're blessed beyond measure to have the singers and the music that we have. But you don't need that to worship God. You don't need that to stir your heart to begin to thank Him and give praise. Enter the gates with praise and thanksgiving. Enter the gates with praise and thanksgiving. Let the melody of your heart bring forth a praise and a worship. Let me say this. Prayer is not an escape. It's communion with your Heavenly Father. It's the building of relationship. Let your Father, through His Word and His Spirit, teach you and show you what you need to see inside yourself when it comes to desires. I desire God to see this. I desire God to see that or this or whatever it may be. I do believe that God is proud of the church. And when we speak of the church, it's talking about you personally. He wants to hear you talk to the mountains. Come on. Talk to that mountain in your life. Talk to that mountain in your spirit. You can say to this mountain, be cast into the sea. You can say to the problem, I command you by the word of God and through faith in His power to be dissolved, to be taken care of. Not just for a day. You can say it in the second day, in the third day, in the fourth week, and the seventh month. It doesn't make any difference. You keep saying it. You keep believing it. God's working on us at the end over here. He's working out this thing and that thing. All of a sudden, He brings it all together. I believe it. I believe it blesses God when we throw off, church, when we throw off the shackles of daily life and focus on why we have God loving us like He does. I think God loves to see us say what we desire for Him to do. We're following in His footsteps when we do that. The Word says that He created the world and mankind by the words of His mouth. I believe it brings Him joy to see His followers imitating Him like dear children speaking in faith, doing what He did and creating something from what looks like nothing. There's power in word. There's power in the words. Power in the words. Don't ever forget it. There's power in the words. I can do all things, the Apostle Paul said, through Christ that strengtheneth me. He is giving you strength to accomplish whatever you need to accomplish. It's my desire, the songwriter said, to live for Jesus. So let your words and your prayers be known to God and to the air around you. Why do you say that, Pastor, the air around? Because the devil is supposed to be, according to the word, the prince of the air. So he needs to hear you say it. Say it to the air.
Amen.
I believe God can do all things through faith.
Amen.
You speak it to the air.
Amen.
Speak it to the wind. Let your words and your prayers be known to God. Let your prayers be with present faith. And you'll be surprised what the future will hold. Everything is available in the Spirit, and you are speaking Spirit. You will have in the natural what you first speak in the Spirit. It's yours. In Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Shalom, 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 shalom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, Mama, let's love him. Let's love him again. The presence of God, the anointing, the Holy Ghost is in this house. Come on, spend a little moment of loving him, loving him, loving him, loving him, loving him. Loving him. Oh, God. My, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the future. Jesus said it, and I believe it, and it's so. The church is to be a people of faith.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together. The church is to be a people of faith. Revival can break out on a Wednesday night. What a faithful group of people you are. What a faithful church you are. Sometimes a pastor may come across sounding like he's negative, but you stay with him. You stay with him, and he'll grab a hold of the positive pole, and we'll get some current flowing. We'll get the Spirit flowing. Come on. Jumpstart some souls. Jumpstart some lives. Jumpstart the moving of the Holy Ghost, the power of God, the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. Glory to God. Isn't God good to you? Isn't he good to you? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And all you need was a little bit of faith. Amen. Amen.